So with his veto, it goes back to the House first, and once they have overridden it, then it comes to the Senate, and they overrode that this week. They just barely had the right number of votes. It takes 109 votes in the House to override a veto. They had 109 votes in favor. That is an attempt to give workers the opportunity each year to choose whether or not they wish to be in a union. And it deals with public sector unions versus private sector unions. These public sector unions are, I think, are the most devastating to the general public and to the taxpayer.